Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. One of the first items on Brandon Johnson's list as mayor was to double the number of kids hired in the city this summer. Now, the city hasn't said yet how many young people will be hired, but there are around 20,000 slots available, and city officials are extending the deadline for summer job applications. Despite that, my colleague Mariah Wolfel is reporting that job opportunities are limited, which is on par with last year, when the number of applicants significantly outweighed the opportunities available. The youth jobs program has yet to bounce back to pre-pandemic levels of 2019, when it was a third larger than it is now. The city has extended the application deadline to June 9th, and the program will start later this month. If you identify as Middle Eastern or North African, filling out race information on government forms in Illinois probably hasn't felt very inclusive. If there's no box for your particular identity, what do you choose? Basma Othman is with the nonprofit Arab American Family Services in Worth, a Chicago suburb. She says many people will just mark their race as white or other.
And sometimes we struggle with receiving funding because we are technically not counted as a minority in need.
Well, my colleague Mawa Iqbal is reporting on some efforts to address this. State lawmakers passed a bill that would add the category Middle Eastern or North African on government forms. This would apply to any state agency compiling racial and ethnic data for programs and funding. The bill passed unanimously and is now waiting on the governor's signature. So did you know that city council members in Chicago are technically working part-time? Yeah, a few of them actually have other gigs they work on outside of being alderpeople, though they all make six figures with their city council jobs. And others of them aren't really that happy about it. Alderman Andre Vasquez is sponsoring an ordinance that would significantly curtail his colleagues' ability to hold outside employment. He says one goal is to push council members to focus more on ward issues and citywide legislation.
Many of us here who serve know that it is very much a full-time job, and also that the amount of work necessary to do this job and be effective in the ward level as well as the city one requires full-time, so that's what we're looking to change.
Vasquez's proposal would prohibit council members from being real estate developers or attorneys representing any Chicago residents or companies. There was a similar proposal last term, but it stalled. And before we get to weather, a few quick hits. According to a new map from the U.S. Drought Monitor, a big patch of the Chicago area is in a moderate drought. The patch includes all of DuPage County and parts of six surrounding counties. Chicago got less than 3/4 of an inch of rain in May. According to the National Weather Service, the normal amount for the month is about 4.5 inches. And the James Beard Awards, a.k.a. the Oscars of the culinary world, are tonight at the Lyric Opera. And 5 Chicago restaurants and chefs are nominated in the categories of Best New Restaurant, Emerging Chef, Outstanding Hospitality, and Best Chef. You can watch the awards live online at 5:30 p.m. on Eater. As for the weather, it's partly cloudy this morning, but the sun is popping out later this afternoon. High temperatures going up to the low 80s. And that's it for now, but this afternoon on The Rundown. Back in the 60s, this time of year, folks on the South Side were gathering to listen to live jazz in the alley. And this weekend, a few of their contemporaries and descendants are paying homage to the culture.
In the middle of adversity, in the middle of the worst times, this music has been there. Always in the shadows.
That's Chicago jazz musician Isaiah Collier. I'll talk to him and Kia Smith, dancer and daughter of renowned saxophonist Jimmy Ellis. That's today at 2 o'clock on The Rundown. I'm Erin Allen. I'll talk to you then.